Virginia Democrats launch anti-Semitism attack, ignore McAuliffe and Sharpton. By Joel B. Polak on June 21, 2021. Virginia Democrats are accusing Republican gubernatorial nominee Glenn Youngkin of taking a donation from an allegedly anti-Semitic contributor, while ignoring Democratic nominee Terry McAuliffe's recent appearance with Al Sharpton. The state Democratic Party tweeted a demand earlier this month that Youngkin return $50,000 that his campaign received from Timothy Dunn, whom it called an anti-Semitic, sick, Republican ideologue. The party included a screenshot from a 2018 article in Texas Monthly in which Dunn was said to have insisted that Christians lead a conservative organization. But the Virginia Democrats' tweet did not include a link to the article. For good reason, it went on to state, though Strauss's aides considered the statement anti-Semitic, it was more likely an expression of Dunn's pro-evangelicalism. Meanwhile, the Virginia Democrats ignored McAuliffe's proud appearance on MSNBC with host Al Sharpton, a left-wing ideologue who has become a party kingmaker despite a long history of racist and anti-Semitic rhetoric. As Breitbart News has documented, Sharpton has a long history of racist, anti-Semitic, and homophobic rhetoric. He was considered too toxic, politically, for Barack Obama to be associated with him during the 2008 presidential campaign. However, Obama rehabilitated Sharpton after taking office, needing a grassroots ally among African American voters. Sharpton played a kingmaking role in the 2020 Democratic presidential primary, with candidates courting his support. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new novel, Joubert Park, tells the story of a Jewish family in South Africa at the dawn of the apartheid era. His recent book, Red November, recounts the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.